physical education is the balanced presentation and education of physical challenges. The challenges are new and varied and produce large amounts of failure. However, it is assured that failure is manageable. Not only is the failure manageable, but there is an educational path for the student to uncover. The answers are not given, but they are just below the surface. With higher degrees of physical skill acquisition, greater challenges will be imposed, both to physical problem solving and physical strength. Today's environments offer asymmetrical challenges to the organisms that inhabit it. A physical presence is no longer necessary to be successful. However, a physical presence is necessary to be a balanced human being. Balanced human beings do not need to rob from one activity to strengthen another unless they achieve it in an unbalanced way. This means challenges in every area build the whole in a way that cannot be counted in a singular effect. Physical education is losing traction everywhere in the United States, and this is probably a good thing. It has been dying since it failed. What do I mean by that? Think of physical education in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. The people who were introduced to physical education in these decades do not currently know how to manage their health and fitness. Then what was the result of physical education early in their life? Was it designed to promote physical independence and proactive behavior to manage both health and fitness across a lifespan, or introduce somebody to the different size balls used in various sports? I say the introduction of games does not necessarily create physical education. If we invoke the best definitions of play, practice, and train, we will see that early in life, play is the majority of our activity. However, most of that play is natural and instructional. It is instructional through failure and often accompanied by pain when falls and cuts and scrapes and bruises occur. It is also interesting at the end of life, when we are retired and hopefully have a little time to play, that we are visited by pain again. But not as we engage our environment. The pain is already there. Our health is unmanaged, and now play is no longer an option. Play, the one thing that could probably restore the body into a more harmonious balance, is the one thing that's not accessible, because pain unfortunately alters motor control in an inconsistent and unpredictable way. The same pain that is instructional early in our life and hones our movement into something that's acceptable by the environment creeps back into our life, but we do not manage it in a harmonious and balanced way. We suppress it, and by suppressing it, we ignore the signal. By ignoring the signal, inefficiency, dysfunction, and disability impress their forces upon us. They mold our structure and break down our function. If it happens over time in a slow, consistent manner, we barely realize the erosion that's occurring, and then one day, an ability that we saw we had in a snapshot or a video is no longer even on our bookshelf. The memory of it is crisper in the picture than it is in your head. You have lost the ability to move. Somehow we got into fitness, sports performance, weight loss, general physical preparedness, tactical training, and all other forms of physical conditioning, focusing more on form than function. For had we focused on function, we would not see a consistent, unchallenged functional problem across the landscape in both sports and fitness. If exercise were the supplement that it's supposed to be, when life's activity does not create balanced fitness, then it sure does create unfortunate side effects. Exercise itself is now a risk factor for injury, because people who participate in more exercise are injured. We could argue that they have more exposure, and therefore that exposure would make them consistently more injured. But if we account for exposure, I still think we see that movement behavior, unmanaged and unrefined, could actually be bad instead of good. That's right. Moving often before you move well could be problematic. Why? Name one other physical thing. We should have loads impressed and stresses impressed when it is not in harmonious balance. Most other systems actually thrive on stress once they are balanced and functioning well. But if they are stressed when they are not balanced and not functioning well, they can actually be challenged for a long time, damaged beyond repair, or broken altogether. Why don't we treat movement the same way we do other body systems? We consistently have a battery of medical vital signs that does not involve movement. We realize the importance of blood pressure 100 years before we had the ability to test it reliably and practically. We're currently standing at a place where we can compartmentalize movement problems consistently and effectively. The skill set can be possessed at all levels of fitness education, and there is a healthcare model intimately attached, as well as a performance model intimately attached. It is designed to generate movement health and place upon that movement fitness. If we get that wrong, we'll wind up in the same place we are now.